All right, Leo.
Yes. Oh, you want to talk about porn?
Yeah. Have you? I've never seen.
He's giving me the look.
I've never seen.
Why am I the expert on this?
So I'm
Gina,
saying I haven't seen.
What do you think of VR porn, Gina?
Welcome back, Gina.
Yeah, thanks.
So Pornhub, which is a very well-known, I hear, very well-known, popular. It's kind of the YouTube of porn, I think.
Yeah.
They have added a virtual reality section for both Oculus and Google
Cardboard.
But
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Just in theory, it's like the problem I have with interviews.
By the way, Pornhub is the 65th most visited site on the internet.
That's
what we created. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Right, because it's not you're not in a space again, unless you're in an orgy, maybe. But then,
yeah,
I don't get it. Is it just because it's new?
Enthusiasts will try it because it's new.
Yes, okay. I was trying to bait him. It's just not working. I'm trying my best.
He's being incredibly restrained. I'm really impressed.
All right. Just research. And I have a Gear VR.
Yeah, okay.
And a Samsung Galaxy S6. And it turns out there are a number of providers of adult content who actually make, VR video. And it's scarily realistic, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
But is it fun? I mean, is it?
Well, do you think porn is fun?
Well, sure. Let's assume porn is fun.
If you
it's
think
fine.
Porn
can,
is fun,
we can speak like adults. I mean, you know, whatever.
If you think porn is fun, you will quite enjoy this.
Really?
Because
it's
immersive. The whole idea. This is what VR is all about, right? It's putting you in the middle of the action.
But it's not like
as if you're one of the players.
So the ones I've seen, the way they shoot it is my mind, I always am thinking about the performer who's got something strapped on their head, because what they do is it's you're a performer in it,
yeah.
And it's on your face apparently because you
of what you're seeing.
And so what you're seeing because you can see your own body.
Oh.
You can look down and go, whoa!
But what happens when things go off the rails? Like when the thing that you wouldn't have done happens?
Yeah.
Like that's the part I think.
Well, he or she, and by the way, that's what's really interesting, is to put yourself in the female perspective for a man.
Right.
And I have a new appreciation.
You think?
For... I don't know. How do you talk about this in a way that's not weird?
It's okay.
I'm enjoying this.
You're
welcome, audience.
Here's what it is, normally when you're watching a movie or we're used to it now with video games, but when you're watching a movie or television show or adult content, the director is choosing what you see.
Right.
In a video game, and you know because you've played video games,
First person shooter. You look around.
Right. You look up, you look down. So in an adult, now Jason, don't. I think you probably shouldn't. But in an adult environment, you look around. You can see where you are. You can see the space, very much like the video that Jason's showing on the screen. Don't look to the right.
Very nervous right now.
Don't look to the right. Whatever you do. So you can actually look, and you can see the set, and you can see. You can't see the camera because you are the camera.
Right. So it's like a first-person shooter.
Yeah. Literally, sometimes.
Show title.
Do you get to choose? I'm sorry, I haven't tried this much. Do you get to choose which player you want to be? It depends.
No, not the
player,
way this works. You watch a game. You choose a movie, right? Yeah. So you would be like watching a porn video, except that the difference is that you're the camera, your head is the camera, and you're looking around.
Okay.
The only thing you really can't see is your own face.
Right.
But you can look down and see your shoulder. So
you get to be one player. There's one choice. You are one person in this interaction.
Well, how would you be more than one person?
Well, I mean, could you be? Because you were saying you could be a man, a woman.
Yeah. But you have to pick the video
you're
watching.
You have to pick
watching.
The video you want. Right. And then you, and
oh,
it's
oh,
so.
I think Gina just wrote a new application.
Yeah. I'm just curious. How does that work? Because there's various flavors. I mean, is it like, be this person in this scenario?
Well, yeah, you could take any content. That's not even
really
adult content.
It's really hard to discuss without.
No, you take any content. Without saying it's adult content. Let's say we're taking a walk in the park.
Right.
You pick that walk in the park.
Right.
Because it's not live. You're picking a pre-recorded walk in the park, but they're recording it, like with the Theta 360. They're recording it in such a way that you can You can't not walk because you're
right,
walking.
That's what it is.
Right. But you can look around as you're walking, right?
Right.
You can
okay.
see what's behind you, what's in front of you, up right. and down.
But if you were walking a dog in the park, would you get the choice to be the dog or the human
no.
in that scenario?
No.
No, you get to be the human. That's
yeah,
that's
unless
it, right.
somebody makes a video of you as a dog,
right.
and then you're
and then
experiencing
you
it as
a dog.
Dog. Right.
right.
See,
yeah.
this is exactly,
I mean,
this guy's holding
kind of
up a three.
Interesting thing, yeah.
Yeah. So there is, I mean, beyond the salacious part of this, there is an interesting experience to be had because you are, in effect, putting yourself in somebody else's shoes.
Porn does lead in ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're safe now. Sorry about
that. You handled that. That was good.
That was very good. You did
well,
wonderfully.
It actually is a larger discussion, mm-hmm. and
it
sometimes
is.
Really big, about what the experience of immersive video is versus the experience of a passive viewer.
Yes.
Right.
And really that's it, is that you're looking around. Now, some of these VR tools like the Vive, which will give you hand controls, may even give you, you know, one of the reasons I think you get sick in VR is you don't control your motion very well.
Right.
So you're being moved around in ways that you don't fully control. And augmented reality doesn't have that problem because you are walking and moving. And so
right.
your movement is controls what you see. With VR helmets, it's really your head movement only that's controlling what you see. So that's a little bit of a disconnect.
So it has to with the narrative. I mean, like, there's a sequence of events that happens, right?
You're in a movie.
You get to look around. But, right,
yeah.
you're in a movie,
but you're
right?
you're choosing the point of view in the movie.
You're choosing the point of view, but you're not choosing what's happening.
Right.
And things are happening whether you're looking at them or not. It's a little bit disconcerting,
yeah.
I would imagine.
It can be. It's also very interesting. And I think that's why it's interesting for news, because...
which is seriously why I ask.
Yeah.
Because
now
it makes you
seeing,
test the ideas here. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're seeing... so I watched the Times stuff. And the Times... the first thing the Times did... They did other stuff. But the first thing the Times did was about children displaced by war.
Right.
And it... And this is... probably because of my training, I don't think so much about what I'm seeing as the mechanics of producing it. And so the first thing I do is I look around and say, well, where's the reporter? So this child is going through her day in a bombed out house and she's making breakfast and stuff. And I'm thinking, what did they do? Did they set up a camera?
They did.
And they said, okay, I'm going to leave the room, just lead your normal life.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a little strange in terms of news
gathering.
There were
pictures of them kind of lurking over the edge so they could see what was going on, but they weren't in the image because the image is there. I think that's wrong.
I see that all the time. You know, I see a movie, like I'm watching Les Miserables, the movie, and I'm thinking about the playback and the crew and like, well, was she singing that now or is she listening to sound? And,
right.
So that's just me. And so when I see these news stories, I always think that's bad. That's wrong. That's staged.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. And so I think it would be much smarter as a reporter to be in the – but then you have another problem, which you're always supposed to taught not to do, which is you're in the story.
But maybe
but that's what this means. That's what immersive means, is you're in the story. So it opens up a whole bunch of interesting things. And in the adult context, I think it is very interesting. I don't it's not something I would do regularly, but
it doesn't seem like it's going to take over just regular watching a movie.
But the question is, does it potentially increase empathy? I mean, you kind of said right?
Yes. Yes. That I would agree with. And it just as maybe if
or
you're watching Children of War. No, well, I have empathy for women in porn. Seriously.
I appreciate that. I mean, I don't do porn, but
no, I
know.
But I mean, no, that was actually a very interesting experience because it was like, I'm kind of being abused here. To be frank.
That's why we love you, Leo.
That, I mean, it was like, no, stop that. No, no.